The following podcast may contain explicit language and offensive material. Because we like offensive material and explicit jokes and language, and sometimes we talk about doing it.
Welcome to the Bs de Resistance bonus episode number 45 with Lisa Graham and Dale Leopold and the entire cast of Bs de Resistance. We all got together to talk about our series finale, Aren't You Glad It's Over, as well as reminisce about the entire three-season run of the show. When you take into account that we're dealing with actors here, I think we managed to stay on topic remarkably well, but not always. In between our reminiscences and digressions, I'll be playing some appropriate clips from past shows. And not everyone was able to join us at the same time. So let's start off with remarks by the marvelous Nancy McLemore. Enjoy.
Wow, there's so many memories from getting to be a part of the troupe that records BS de Resistance. This is Nancy McLemore, and I have gotten to play characters like Natasha. And one of my favorite moments for Natasha was recording down in Krasnodar, which, darling, is a vacation spot in Russia's mother country. Not only Dale's lyrics, but also Chris Mazzaleste's Beach Boy theme made me think of theremins and sand between my toes, and it was just a lovely experience.
Oh, darling, sweetness, you can come visit whenever you want, and you may be wanting to come very, very soon.
When Mr. Muller tries to play gotcha, because he caught you colluding, let me tell you, get away to your own private Dasha, courtesy of President Putin. Ivanka and you can be Tsarina and Tsar. Down in Krasnodar. You can relax on the beach, safely out of his reach. Melania is welcome too. But if she chooses to stay, it's okay, I really don't care, do you? Since the party is gone and Putin's in charge, it's no longer a sin to be rich. So go and party down and start living large, my sweet little Tavarish.
The most poignant memory from BS de Resistance recordings was when Ruth Bader Ginsburg had just died. We did an episode, and Lisa was talking to RBG, and we just had a real tender moment because all of us in the cast adored Ruth Bader Ginsburg. What a strong woman. And, of course, she's famous for letting the world know that she's all pro-pockets. Pockets, of course, pockets.
Look who came to visit! It's Auntie Nono!
What?
Yeah! Isn't that awesome? I love Auntie Nono.
Oh, me too, buddy.
She's the best.
Okay.
Hello, Lisa.
Hi.
Are you all right?
She's fine, Nono. Just recovering from a birthday party.
Yeah, that's a lot of kids.
Why don't we get some fresh air out back, dear?
Okay.
Yeah, let's go.
Sure. No, monkey. Go Disney Channel yourself.
Lisa. You look troubled.
I am troubled. You think?
Yeah.
Auntie Nono, look, I got something to tell you, but, I mean, I don't know where to begin. Okay, now, what I'm about to tell you is gonna sound really crazy, and it is, but I swear it's true.
Shh, 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 shh. Now, you're starting to sound like a letter to Penthouse.
No, what?
But no buts. Look, Lisa, look, I know what you're about to say. On my way here, I felt a great disturbance in the force, as the kids say.
Yeah, but you're here and alive.
Oh, I mean, there are many worlds, Lisa. each exists as a result of decisions that we make. In this timeline, the fact that I could retire from court under President Hillary has probably had a positive effect on my health, but we've all gotta go sometime. Death is a part of life.
Okay, I mean, I think I, right now, me, can handle that, sort of. But the other me, the other self, the Lisa in the timeline where you're, you know...
Deceased, yeah. Expired, uh-huh. Gone to meet my maker, pining for the fjords.
No, stop it. Don't make me laugh. I'm feeling fragile. But the other me, she's worse. She's lost her shit over there.
I know. I get it, Lisa. It's sad. And it's appropriate to mourn, but you're still alive in both worlds. And you've got to keep fighting. Sometimes you need the rug pulled out from under you to realize what's at stake. What's always been at stake.
And, of course, Chris Mezalest is... screams as Mike Pence, and me getting to play Mother Pence as his straight person.
We beseech you to bestow your blessings upon us, all unworthy sinners.
Speak for yourself.
Of course, sir. As we gather here, godly, righteous women and strong, manly men...
He's got the Holy Spirit inside him. Hallelujah!
Prep the patient for surgery. I'm going in. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah!
Lord, give our dear leader strength.
Yes!
So that he can continue his broad-shouldered leadership.
Now!
Dear Lord, in Jesus' name, amen.
And then, of course, there's George Washington's deep, beautiful, mellifluous voice as Satan or Beelzebub.
Good morning, your horribleness. Nothing on the agenda today.
Fuck me. Again? Nothing?
Yeah, it's kind of a slow time, old lord of the darkest depths, most hideous creatures.
Stop trying to cheer me up.
I'm not your evilness. By the way, are you using a new horn conditioner? Oh, looking really demonic, sir.
Do you like it? It is new. I got it in a sulfur... Wait a minute! Stop trying to distract me.
Look, sir, it's for you. See how popular you are?
I said stop it. Let me see.
And Dustin Ebaugh as the guy next door, the husband and Jake's dad. And who could forget, Dale is every president in modern history, and even some in past history, too. So anyway, all the guests that have been willing to share their time and talents with the cast, that's been so much fun. But probably just getting to know all the cast members so well and having such a fun time, such a fun time. So glad you enjoyed it, or if you didn't enjoy it, glad you listened, and we will look for great things on the horizon. Fresh new starts, COVID vaccines, and less of quarantining. Ciao!
We have with us the one and only Rebecca Davis,
oh my goodness.
A.K.A. Civility Fairy.
I'm all fangirl over here.
Don't bonk us, please.
I hope that we will be allowed to spread your wings even more in the newest iteration of this group.
Lisa, yes, you can spread me anytime.
God, I love you.
Yes.
Y'all always think I'm the naughty one, and Rebecca is like two levels down, rolling around with Satan in the filth.
Y'all don't know how deep the gutter goes.
I do.
You do now.
I know you'll go there, but the rest of them are like, what?
I may be
an innocent on the outside.
She's a Disney princess.
No.
No.
That's why it was such good casting here to get you in that role. I think you got it right away. And and the song was so much fun, too. The first one you did.
Oh, so much
George.
Fun. It's so much fun working with George, too, working opposite. I just have his little bad guy on my shoulder. I freaking love it.
But the foil, between the devil and the civility fairy, that just worked really well. And needless to say, because we brought it back numerous times.
But I need everything right and nice. Oh, and
yes, you did. But I checked with your boss lady, and she says direct fairy actions are only temporary.
What?
So your time in La La Land is running out.
No, she can't do this. I need my happy place.
Oh, she's going to do it. And I am not going to lift one jagged claw-like fingernail to help you. Again, your bed, lie in it.
Oh, you said bed. Let's lie in it.
I did. Wait, don't you even... Stop it.
You
That's
said
it.
That last time, too.
Fairy, I am out. You sit here and enjoy your bland, boring world. I think the Wiggles are playing at the pool deck. Wholesome vanilla. Beelzebub is out.
No, you're not.
Well, I am, too.
No, you're not. But don't you want to? What do they call it, those kids, those silly, silly, non-mask-wearing kids? Smash?
Smash me.
You wish. Yes. No. Fuck, you make me crazy.
I can't wait to see what else you'll do.
Yeah. I'll do anything.
I know.
Yeah. Yeah, we've
that
got...
makes me want to write anything for you to do.
Yes, please.
I want you guys to know, because this is a group that will get it, that I responded to an inquiry, an audition request from someone by saying, oh, after I got the script and its animation scary stuff and fun, I was like, oh, thank you so much for not being a commercial about frozen peas. Just to see if how cool that one guy was.
Lincolnshire.
He's that cool.
Mrs. Yes, okay.
What was the response?
I don't know if I'll get it, but at least he was like, ha, ha, ha.
And but, welcome, Dustin, also, a.k.a. Rudy Giuliani, and Lisa's podcast husband, Jay.
So. Justin.
I have three husbands now. Three of them. I have Dale as my work writing husband. Dustin, you are my pretend husband. And... Jay is my actual husband, and he thinks you guys might be luckier than he is. He wanted you to know.
I love that.
He just checked with me this morning. Okay, let's talk about your mental state, because I know you. You like to hold it all together really bravely, and then pa-pow! Where are we on the pa-pow scale? We're at about a 7, 7.5.
That's a very... You know, forewarned is forearmed, I think, you know,
right
when it comes to that.
In the paw part.
You have a lot to live up to, Dustin.
Just before the paw.
So Dustin and Lori actually had one of my favorite bits early on, which was Lisa is trapped in a White House closet as George and Kellyanne Conway have angry sex.
I forgot about that.
I had forgotten about that, too.
No, I think I'll stay right here.
Good call, man. That is good call. Thank you. Thank you. Stay there.
But you need to come over here. I'll even clear off some space for you.
Come on.
Oh, you are making a mess, George. Hot.
Ew.
So hot. I need to make myself comfortable.
Oh, God.
Take off my alternative slacks.
And I'll get down to my legal briefs.
You people are fucked.
Bad girls need to be punished.
Yes.
We'll start with a little light spanking.
Oh, is that a subpoena in your pocket?
Oh, my God.
You've been served.
There was a whole, period of time where everyone was having angry sex with everyone else. I mean, I don't know what was going on with our writers.
The civility fairy never got
right
to
what you know, right?
Yeah.
The civility fairy is like Bruce Banner. She's always angry.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's true. All the
time? Yes. I think there were some torrid moments with the civility fairy.
That's
I think,
true. At least, you know, musically. She does wear, leather underneath her cute little frilly. skirt. So
I wonder what it is you have in your heads when what mental picture you have in your heads for the characters you are performing.
Mm, it's scary. You don't want to know.
I kind of can picture yours.
Do you know?
Dustin, you're just being Jay or Rudy. So you have life to work off of.
Yeah.
No, Rudy Giuliani is my favorite. Just the way Dustin does it.
Oh, yeah.
Howls of laughter. Uh-oh. Every single time.
Yeah, it's like the Rudy incontinence alert, right? It's like...
I see London. I see France. I see Dustin's jammy pants.
Yes, I'm wearing my... I got my, what do you call it? Flower shorts on.
Flower power.
Yes.
My wife calls
them. They're very festive.
My
flower. Make sure you tuck
shorts.
In the shirt, though, Rudy.
In case you go surfing later.
Yes, at the beach here in Las Vegas, yeah.
So, yeah, so Dustin, what's your favorite character with BS?
I think my favorite thing was, well, I only got to sing one song, which is fine because I'm not the singer that you guys are.
Oh yeah,
but, the I Am the Law.
That was
Rudy.
Great fun. Yeah, and strangely enough, it was very prophetic too because that was pretty much Trump's defense during all this was that he could do anything he wanted, and you know,
I'm the captain
and Rudy's
now.
Like, yeah,
yeah.
So that was good.
Chris's music, by the way, I know he's not here right now to hear
it,
but my goodness, he wrote some great, great stuff.
Right?
Yeah.
And it's stupendous time after time.
Sitting there waiting for us to make him work for free. It is amazing.
Yes, right. You know, I was somewhat familiar with some of Chris's pre-BS musical output where he'd been on Dr. Demento and so on before, and we kind of knew each other's musical taste, so I knew that if I did something and said, hey, make it sound like the Music Man or make it sound like whatever, if I wrote these lyrics, then not a problem, you know, and so that's a nice thing to have as a lyricist to say, yeah, whatever I write, you can make it work beyond my wildest dreams. Yeah,
just keep Randy Rainbow away from him.
We love Randy, but he also pretty much just does karaoke tracks, so he doesn't come up with new melodies.
Still. Nonetheless.
We'll fight you, Randy. We'll fight you.
Imagine the power he would have if he snagged our Mezzalesta. We can't allow it to happen. I need to institute a 24-hour watch on that right away.
A non-compete agreement, yeah.
But you have to admit, it would be nice that he gets money for all the stuff he does, though. You know, I would want that for him. Yeah.
We got pie once.
Jeff's 9-year-old son wrote a sea shanty. So I took a photo of the lyrics and I recorded his 9-year-old son singing the sea shanty. I sent it to Chris and like an hour and a half later, he sent back this fully produced amazing sea shanty.
It's really good.
That's fantastic.
I don't think I've heard that.
Perhaps we can include it in
you
this
gotta share.
Clips episode.
It's really, really good. I will share it with you guys and we can post it in the show notes and all that.
Why not?
Please do, because it's really good. There's even a hornpipe in the middle.
Of course there is.
You had me at hornpipe.
Of course there is.
Just so you can...
Lisa,
there he is. Speak of the devil.
So you can start jigging.
Not the devil. Speak of
the
vice president.
There he is.
Who else? Everyone else.
What's happening here?
Genius.
Dumb Rick, Smart Rick, all of those people.
Eric Trump.
Right.
I got a computer.
Yeah.
I think it works.
It's not just for porn.
The
internet is for
Dad.
Porn.
Yep.
Oh, no, I can't. That's Dad. Licensed. I can't say yep. that.
Nah, okay.
It was so funny. Ha, 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 ha.
3 second rule.
The internet is for
So, yeah, Chris, we got you on pretty early. I mean, actually, the first episode for the music-wise, and then second episode, you know, you were already Mike Pence then, I think. Like, what are some of your favorite bits from the past 3 seasons?
Oh, my gosh. There's so many. It's ridiculous. Although I had kind of an auspicious entrance. Not necessarily the most dignified way to introduce a character on a sex tape.
Mike Pence's sex tape, yes, where we had...
Alleged sex tape. Yeah, yeah.
And that was actually George's first entrance in the show, too, because he was Mike Pence's lover in that.
Yes, yeah, it was indeed. Yeah.
So, you know, come in.
Oh,
with...
Lord Jesus.
No problem, yeah. Sophia. You are forgetting about this.
Oh, mother. Who's your daddy? Who's your daddy?
Oh, you are, Mikey. Oh, you are.
Oh, Jesus.
There's a lot of praying going on.
Oh, yeah.
So you said yes anyway,
yeah.
And then you let us make you write songs. You're awesome.
I know how to take it and where. boy, there's a whole lot. I started going through some of the early episodes last night, and one that, and in fact, I also got input from my wife, who's been a staunch supporter of the BS all this time, and one of her definite all-time favorites, which is also one of mine, is in addition to others' sketches and bits and whatnot, is the song, the first Civility Fairy and Devil song, because. My wife is just like moist for George's devil.
Everyone is. Everyone.
You don't say.
Why is that word gross me out? Still?
Yeah. Well, we're unfiltered.
I was thinking
here,
how much I envy all of you who get to listen to the episodes because you don't have children in your house.
That's why the good Lord made earbuds.
Dolores, cancel my weekly lunch with Bannon. I just can't. Oh, hello. What the hell?
Sir, the Civility Fairy?
I've got lots of civility for you, sir. Oh my! So big, so red, so shiny. What's happening to me? He makes me feel so tiny, like a ship that's lost at sea. I'm headed for a fall, abandoning all hope. If this is what they call a slippery slope into uncivil behavior, I may have to swallow my pride and follow dark side and happily slide over the edge. Oh, mercy! Jesus, pull yourself together, girl. Remember why you're here.
I love the Civility Fairy and Lilith song.
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
It was right out of Chicago,
of
wasn't it?
Songs.
Yeah, Lori wrote that.
Oh, that one was so fun.
You want
so
us to
fun.
Do harmony?
That,
what is
yeah, the
wrong
first time,
with
Chris,
this?
That first one that you threw at us. You're like, you're in it for real now.
Oh, that was fun. Oh, yeah.
And
yeah.
Then
and for me, it was like I had to do two desperately and desperately different. Musical settings, so it's like, well, how can I write two of the most diametrically opposed kinds of tunes? And
yeah,
because you're brilliant.
Well, right. No, it's because I had a younger brother who was in a metal band.
Yeah, that'll do it.
I never was, but I learned how to do impressions. Of
oh, there you go. There you
I
go.
Married well, him.
Really?
Well, yeah. It starts off very sweet, and then George starts it off that way, and then he goes into the metal bit.
It was about, so great. Yeah.
Please don't look at me, I'm a sorry sight to see. My glory days are all behind me. You think that
I'm the boss, but I'm really at a loss. Gone are all the triumphs that define me. I suppose that you're looking for sympathy, but dashing false hope is my specialty. Before you waste your time on another go-round, I'll do you a solid. Here's the devil's own lowdown. People hurting people hurting people. It's endless like a summer movie sequel. Hatred makes the world go round. You think that this would make me very happy, that the world is full of people that are crappy. But instead I feel a misery profound. For thousands of years I've been stoking their fears and crushing every one of their dreams. But they studied me too well, and now down here in hell we're aghast at how they go to extremes. They spend all their days coming up with new ways to be petty and vicious and cruel, while claiming that they're giving to the poor and that they're living according to the golden rule. Just who in the hell are they trying to fool?
And then, like, the second one that I did, apparently, like, I was on the verge of COVID. I don't know if you remember right. that, Chris. I could not reach the notes at all. Remember, I was having such a hard time, and I was like, right. I don't feel well, blah, blah, blah. Right. That was
did,
the night
Did we care that you were sick?
Sick?
No, we did not.
It
we made you
wild.
Do this, didn't
no, no, of course not.
No, no. Chris was like, I mean, come on, yeah, make the note.
So, like,
get
what,
that
you
note.
Couldn't
get
smell
that
the
note.
Notes, no, there, Rebecca? Is that right? You left.
The show must
I
go
couldn't
on.
Hit the notes. I couldn't, like, get it. I just could not get it. It was just back and forth. Like, I'm sorry, Chris.
That's right. That's right.
He was there like Rob Schneider. You can do it.
That's right.
You can do it.
I always wrote that one. Who,
But my power's growing stronger. Can't keep this up much longer.
That's what she said.
I would. Wait, hold on. Wait, was that a dig? Because it really sounded like a dig.
Oh, did I hurt your feelings?
You know you did.
Good. Now it's time you heard a thing or two.
Wait a minute. What?
Listen up.
Hat stuff.
Hang on. What?
Well, I've heard all your complaints.
No, there's more.
I turned sinners into saints.
Oh, that's disgusting.
I merely did just what I had to do.
Uh-huh. And why was that?
Before I cast my spell.
Yeah?
The world was going to hell.
Damn right.
That was, you've reminded me of one of my favorite bits was when Ruth explained to me, because it just, in my head, it was me and RBG together by ourselves having a chat. Mm-hmm. And it was such a, Nancy's great at that. And it was so moving, mm-hmm. Genuinely. Yeah. It was nice. I liked that part. And
yes.
I liked Pockets.
Yes.
Pockets.
Pockets, yeah.
Pockets, yes.
Mrs. Chris enjoyed Pockets as well. Pockets.
I think I fell down Pockets. When she said that. Yeah. Just screaming with laughter.
Yeah, I'm not a codfish.
I think, yeah, I think Lisa, you came up with that scene with the dialogue with the, you know, the Pockets. And then I was like, well, I've got to write a song about
yeah,
that.
Yeah, because, see, Dale and, has been exposed
you helped on the lyrics
to the
on
trials
that, yeah.
and tribulations of the female monkey shapes.
Indeed.
Since that he, in ways he did not expect, like I don't, and he should have. As soon as you,
very
what
true.
Did your wife? Did Nora not respond with, "Of course we need Pockets," as if you were a complete
oh, no, she,
dolt
yep, she
for having never even
that
thought.
One for sure.
Yes, you guys
never.
As this patriarchy craters, burns, and dies out, you're gonna have to get accustomed to thinking about our needs. And they are Pockets.
Full size.
Right.
We also need you to carry yeah. your own
but
things.
Can't you just put it in your purse? Yeah, right. Yeah.
In your pockets.
Guilty.
Be responsible for remembering the things you need to remember.
That's not why you have a purse to carry our stuff?
No, it's not.
Oh.
No. Mm. I'm sorry.
Yeah. There's a song for that.
Yeah, that's right.
Oh, boy.
Well,
modern Fibber McGee and Molly closet.
And even if they do, then why don't they supply us with the one thing we need? They'd rather deny us. We put a man on the moon with a big-ass rocket. So why can't we figure out how to give a woman pockets?
Now that is some lame-ass bullshit.
Pockets!
Big enough to fit our keys.
Pockets!
Not shallow and wimpy like these.
Pockets!
Big enough to fit our hands.
Pockets!
This is what we demand.
Well, for you listeners who might be wondering, both Jake and Jay will return in the new show, The My Friend Lisa, playing...
Fantastic!
Played by Karen and Dustin, respectively.
Cool!
Again, yeah, yeah.
So when we get George to do his segment, can we just have him say, not today, me, not today, because...
Not today.
Not today,
last
me.
Line. That's one of the things about the way we worked, is that oftentimes the script would come, you know, screaming in the morning of or whatever. None of us would look at it that much. And then we would be surprised along the way and just burst out laughing. It was wonderful. This is the whole thing. You know, not that we weren't prepared, because we were all ready to jump in and do whatever and often added a lot to it. But, oh, my gosh, that kind of stuff was just... The surprise of it, that we would all just be on beat.
It would be like page 17. Oh, you mean I'm playing that? Oh, okay, yeah, okay.
It, even to the writer.
Oh, that was mad. Oh, even to the writer.
Oh. Lisa, that's me.
I have a song.
Oh, yeah, hang on.
That's right.
I got to get
it. Oh, true.
Yeah, perfect.
She had to get her Caribbean accent. Oh, my, that's me.
Yeah, it would be like...
Right? Yeah, let me take it. Yes. Let me take that again.
Wasn't your first foray into the show Elian Gonzalez, Dustin?
Yes.
I believe so.
I think so, yes. Yes, that was before George Conway. Yes,
yes, it was a very... That was a, I
wow.
love that bit.
Wow.
That he was riding on the
that
dolphins,
was Lisa's idea,
which just
yeah.
gave... It gives me great joy. and that you went out of your way to...
Yes.
You don't remember about the dolphins?
Was also
that was
this,
your first
joy.
Challenge to
Thank
me.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Hello, I am
Squee, the most interesting, the most interesting man in world.
No.
Well,
yes, but no.
Oh, excuse please, but are you walking on water?
No, of course not. That would be loco. I'm standing on my dolphin amigos' backs. They have been my friends for a long time. You remember the dolphins? It's the best part of the story.
There was a bit in one of the early episodes in going through them because, you know, I mean, it's 3 years ago and time
marches on,
right?
And whatnot. And it's like, oh, yeah, that little bit. I mean, it's understated. It's subtle. It wasn't as overly, you know, like me screaming as... Mike Pence, you know, it wasn't as obvious in your face as that, but very subtle. It was a scene in one of the early episodes where Yevgeny Ivanovich has been banished back to the writer's room.
Yes.
Way back when Dale was still playing Dale.
Oh, yes.
When Dale as Dale was still in the program.
Did he kill you or something?
And Karen as...
Okay.
Well, I just, you know, disappeared to Siberia or something. I don't know.
He was transmogrified.
Yeah. And... And Karen, who had been Karen as Karen,
yes,
as well as Jake and as Vera,
yes,
but was now brain fried yes. by the Russian intelligence peoples and back in writer's
room. It's easy to do.
And was now thinking, she was Marilyn Monroe.
Right.
So it's like you've got real Dale, you've got me as Yevgeny, yeah. and you've got Karen, not as Karen, but as Karen thinking she's Marilyn Monroe. And it was just...
So fun.
It was like...
I like that.
Wow, listening back to that.
We are doomed. Doomed!
Oh, silly. No need to pout. I bet Jack and Bobby can come up with some real knee slappers.
I do not care about Mother Foxy joke. I tell you before, fate of world at stake.
Yeah, look, sometimes I can get full of myself, too, but I mean, really.
Net, I must stop She-Devil Sophia, or missiles could be in air.
Karen only objected one time, and she didn't really object. She just made note of the fact that we had asked her to improvise with herself as two different people.
Yes. Oh, yeah. Right. You realize that Vera and Jake are both me.
We did,
right?
But we did. Right. We were just like, I don't know. She's like, got this. Whatever.
Well, you got to understand. I one time I went in and I looked at the script beforehand and I had questions and they socked me down. They said, "Don't ever look at it." So you know, it's going in full, 100%
clarification.
After
clarification,
that.
It's fresh. It is not. Don't look.
Point of order.
It's don't question. when we're on Deadline.
And don't that I can understand.
Because we're going to change it.
Yeah.
So
it's going to change. Line may not be there by the time we actually start
rolling
tape.
You're all actually really lucky we bothered to tell you what that you might need a Puerto Rican accent. Because you guys are so good, we just assume you can do it, and then you do it, and so we go, okay, what else can we make them do?
It's much more organic, dude. No, you know?
That's just the way of saying I'm too lazy to study.
It's my fault. Push some fertilizer around.
I don't want to practice. I'm just going to organically do it.
Organic is another way of saying, you know, shit happens.
Shit happens,
Just roll with it.
My motivation.
Yeah.
This is...
Hey, what are you doing out of your booth?
Oh, okay.
He's showing us his
tropical pants.
His Hawaiian pants.
There you go.
I got to sit in here, you got to
Do you have tropical pants on, Mr. Mezzalesto, or do you have not pants on at all?
I have paint-stained white sort of bathing suit.
Oh, nice.
Shorty shorts
nice.
On there.
All right, then. Okay.
They're not
we
that
can't
short,
see
though.
Your testicles, or as my son calls them, your nuggies.
And aren't you lucky?
Nuggies.
Sorry.
That's what I call my granddaughter.
I'm going to teach him Snallsberries, too, because that makes me laugh.
Back in January, before the insurrection, you know, we were thinking about continuing on with BS and so on, and then that thing happened. But it was definitely not funny. But there is one funny thing that I immediately thought of you, Chris, was Trump's speech that day when he goes, "And we're going to go up to the Capitol," and it was very lady. It was like if you go back and listen to that. It was pure Jerry Lewis. It was pure Chris as Jerry Lewis, really, is what it was. It was fabulous. It just, I despite the horror of that day, that one line, going to the Capitol.
You're going to go to the Capitol. You're going to fight like hell. You're going to fight.
Okay, we're not going to write about this, but man, Chris would kill us.
We're storming the Capitol.
You guys kept us sane. You don't know it, but you did.
We kept Hussein. What?
Oh. He's in the closet.
Very small books.
That was the previous president.
He's like IKEA. You have
Barack
to put
Hussein
back many pieces. Just tiny books.
One big question I have now.
Yes, sir, Mr. Chris.
Is Yevgeny ever going to transition going to be complete and permanent, or is going to be forever a satanic Elmo?
I'm in love with satanic Russian Elmo.
Perhaps Yevgeny can be terrible for modern times, a transformation. We will see. We don't know.
Oh, no.
Yeah,
no.
That's right. Emerging from chrysalis. Yes. I don't know.
He likes to be gender fluid.
That's right.
I will not be on Disney+. I refuse to be on Disney+ because Muppet Show.
Forced labor.
You'll be
That's
non-binary.
What the Muppets were, forced labor.
I don't know.
I don't know where that came from. I'm sorry.
But another thing I loved was Betsy DeVos. Oh, Lord.
That was my first foray into the... Yeah. And you guys laughed, and I soaked it up. I couldn't believe I made you laugh.
The late night.
So that was great.
The late night phone call when Betsy is snoring and doing.
Yes, right.
And George as Pastor Ham on the television while I'm with Organ Leroy at my organ again.
Yes.
And Eric Prince goes, so you got George as a preacher on the television, and like 15 seconds later, you got George, like, okay, Eric Prince.
Surfer dude, Eric Prince, yeah.
Yeah.
He turns out he's a really scary dude and has his own military.
Yeah.
So that's
yikes.
Not cool.
Yeah, that was always in the back of my mind.
And I want you all to dig, brothers and sisters, to dig deep into your pockets. We need a love offering to help our courageous president, chosen by the Lord himself, who is even now in the midst of a titanic struggle against the satanic forces of Democrat evil. Amen. I even prayed with him today in the Oval Office about it, and he was visited by the Holy Spirit. Amen. We must help him. Why, you might even say I'm declaring a spiritual emergency. Amen.
What?
That's the bell, children. It's time for the Pledge of Allegiance, the Trump and the Jesus right now. What the dickens? Hello? This is Secretary DeVos.
Were you ever afraid, Dale?
I was,
also not.
I was
okay.
Concerned. Sort of a Susan Collins mid-level concern.
Got it.
There. Yeah. Hmm.
Did your eyebrow raise?
Just one.
Yeah. Yes.
One eyebrow?
Trouble.
Anybody
trouble.
Who
one
can do that besides halfway. Karen? Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I know she can do it because it's on her special skills on her resume.
Yeah, right.
Check it and see.
Everybody imagine.
It works really well on radio.
I know. It's well, imagine that it was Lori and Karen and me sitting here making a weird face. That's the only thing I don't like about the masks. I don't mind everything else about them, but I make a lot of faces when I talk, and so now I just look like I have some weird twitch and crazy eyes all the time because they can't see the lower half of the performance that my face is doing.
Okay, so that thing I said about us staying on topic, maybe not so much. Before you know it, 40 minutes have passed, so we decided to chop this episode into two. We'll be back real soon with bonus episode 46, the second half of this discussion, which includes the marvelous George Washington III and more amazing clips, plus some exciting news from Chris about our new venture into the airwaves. Remember those? We'll see you then. But first, as a reward for your patience, here is Chris with the aforementioned sea shanty.
The sharks were born and the waves crashed by the sea. The pirates attacked and the miners hacked and everybody got stung by a bee. You'll never be happy again, me boy. You'll never be happy again. Seriously. The sea was calm, the bay was rough, and even the toughest fell on the bluff. If you come here, you're here to stay in the horrible dungeon of old Doom Bay. You'll never be happy again. I said you'll never be happy again. 6 monsoons came with the wind and rain, and a giant storm awoke. The storm cleared, and there was Batbeard, a pirate from the Isle of Poke. You'll never be happy again. You'll never be happy again. Pirates Hornpipe! Calm, the bay was rough, and even the toughest fell on the bluff. If you come here, you're here to stay.
Eating grass and barfing up hay.
In the horrible dungeon of old Doom Bay, you'll never